Slurp. The ice caught me off guard.
Not the best one. Not the worst one.
I think it probably was the worst one.
Okay. Well, agree to disagree.
Okay. Hello, everybody.
Hello. Welcome to the Greatest Movie Ever Made podcast with your hosts, me, Aiden.
And me, Ben. This is our last episode. No, it's not. Might be. Every episode might be the last episode.
Sorry this is taking so long. The 2-week break was just, we didn't really have time, but probably did, but whatever, we
forgot. Who cares anyway? No one's out there.
We appreciate whoever is listening.
We do appreciate it. We did get some Twitter action.
We got a like.
We got one, we got a like on a retweet, right? Or something like that?
No, we got a like on a tweet, but it was using a hashtag that was popular at the time.
Okay.
So maybe she just liked every tweet she saw.
She liked the tweet, though.
Maybe. And we thank you for joining us today.
Should we sound her out? Should we get her a shout out real quick?
No.
You don't think so? The first ever Twitter activity that we have ever gotten.
I mean,
we beg every week for it.
Well, I just, because that's not, we want to just make sure. We just want to make sure everyone knows this. When you guys are tweeting to us, we're probably going to read your Twitter handle out loud, and then we'll say what your fake movie title is. So that's the consent part, by you sending us your fake movie titles.
Yeah.
But I don't know if she consented to just her liking, and now we're...
Well, now it's out loud. And also, she didn't really tweet at us or anything. She just liked a tweet.
All right, well...
But there's someone out there.
There's someone out there.
I was very excited when I found that out.
Right. So, yes. Welcome to the Greatest Movie Ever Made podcast. This podcast is a user... is an audience... integrated podcast where we take user listener submitted tweets of fake movie titles that you'd like to see be on the screen, on the big screen, on in theaters, and we take those fake movie titles and we give them a plot, we give them characters, we give it a setting, we give it a beginning, middle, end,
and we flesh it out, and that's where they die.
They all die, usually. Have you ever had a movie where someone doesn't die?
Probably
one of ours. One of ours. I don't think so.
You don't think there's ever been a movie where someone hasn't died?
No, I mean in ours.
Oh, in ours.
Even the Flambe of a Lifetime.
Who dies?
His name had to be A, huh?
No, he doesn't die.
Yeah, not Jay. No. The guy, that he got burned alive. Jose, he got burned alive.
I thought his arms just burned off.
No, he burned alive.
Oh.
Yeah.
Rip Flambe, you know, no way. Jose.
No, we're not. It's not happening. It cannot happen.
Okay.
So, today we've got the list that we've been using, kind of a placeholder list, if you
will.
Yeah,
we're just...
If you tweeted us, your tweet will be in the next
100%.
Episode. 100%. 100%,
we promise. There is no doubt in my mind that if you tweet at us,
if it's the stupidest movie title we've ever heard, if we really can't do anything with it...
We'll roast it, but it'll be in there.
We'll shout it out, okay? You guys are awesome, if you do. You guys are awesome for listening anyway. But anyway, let's go ahead and start.
Come on. Let's take a break.
Break day.
Okay. Inside jokes. They're good. On podcasts where people don't know they're.
Let's take a look at our list. I'm just going down.
What is this? The fourth time we've looked at this list?
Yes.
Let's take a look.
Now, I am liking...
Let's take a look. I'm looking at the list.
Now, I'm liking... We have two... Yeah, we have two titles.
We do?
One.
We have two? We have more than two.
We have two titles that are Wi-Fi or Die and Wi-Fi Then Die.
Okay, what's that even going to be, though? I'm thinking, ghost in your phone?
I'm thinking horror.
Maybe, like, connecting to unknown Wi-Fi networks?
Well, I'm thinking, like, the Wi-Fi goes out.
Yeah, the Wi-Fi goes out. Okay.
And then he dies.
That's an 8-second movie.
Well, you know, it could be like he checks his router, and then he dies.
That's a 3-minute movie.
Okay, Well, let's flesh it out.
Let's try to get a fourth minute in there.
Wi-Fi, then die. We'll do that one.
So were you serious about what you were saying?
Well, I were honestly thinking the Wi-Fi goes out, and that kind of symbolizes the die.
Yeah, I think what I would think would be like ghosts in the phone when you, because you know your phone always asks you to connect to Wi-Fi networks, and it gives you all the lists. Well, you use a stupid phone, so maybe it doesn't do that for you.
Well, it does that, but it doesn't pop up on my screen.
Oh, it pops up,
which
on my
is because it wants... so dumb.
Why is that dumb?
It's dumb because it takes you away from the current matter at
it's
hand.
It's just trying to make you not use data.
Well, I could do...
Data costs money, and time is boy.
So
money is time, and time is money.
Yours is a pop-up. Mine is a notification. Mine is a lot less in your face.
You can argue that mine is a notification.
But it's a pop-up.
You can argue that your notification pops up.
It does pop up, but it's not on my face. Like, I'm saying... I'm saying that... Whatever. We don't have to get into the Apple-Android thing. But anyway, Androids are better. But anyway.
Androids are better.
Oh.
Pranked ya.
Okay, well, I was a little excited, and then you got
me. Why would you get excited? You know it was a troll.
Wow. Well, okay then. Wi-Fi then die.
So I would... Yeah, you want it to be the Wi-Fi goes out and then he dies? I would think it was more like...
Well, with like an unfriended kind of thing?
Sure.
Okay,
that fine. That was a good movie. Unfriended was a good movie.
Unfriended was perhaps one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Wow, that's another thing we've already disagreed on this podcast.
Well, maybe we should just quit now.
Of the two.
I think we can all agree. And by all agree, I mean...
You and I?
The entire population of the world.
Oh, that's bad?
Yeah.
It was okay. It really was not. It was so garbage.
Frick. Wi-Fi then die. Let's think about
this.
What
is that
even
going to be, though? That's my question. I don't see a lot of meat on that bone. And our podcasts are known... The podcasts are known for being very bad at the beginning. By me, at least. The first movie we do is always garbage. So let's just get it out of the way. Wi-Fi or die? It's bad. Let's go to the next one. No, I'm just kidding.
Wi-Fi then die.
Okay.
because after the Wi-Fi, then he dies.
Then you get
it. It's not going to be Wi-Fi or die. It's not going to be like, oh, the Wi-Fi went out. Or just death.
Or death.
So, okay. I got it.
Okay.
Wi-Fi
let's
or
let's go to the
die.
Next one.
Wi-Fi.
Aiden has it. This one's done. Let's go to the next one.
I got it. I don't need to say it. It's in my head. I'm thinking Wi-Fi or die.
Or die.
Right? So you can either choose to be on...
The Wi-Fi.
To not have Wi-Fi. Or choose to be on the Wi-Fi and die from a result of it.
Maybe the choice is to be either have Wi-Fi or to die.
That's what I was trying to say, yes.
Is that?
That's what I said.
I don't think it is. Because if the choices are being on Wi-Fi... Or the other choice is dying.
Oh.
I think you're going to pick Wi-Fi.
Oh my God. Great. Okay, great. Wi-Fi or die. You have to be on the
Wi-Fi. Okay, I was kidding with what I said.
Okay, well, I'm not.
Because what kind of a choice is that? You're going to pick death or you're going to pick having Wi-Fi?
But here's
I'm
going to
pick having Wi-Fi.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. It's like the Hunger Games, but a millennial Hunger Games.
A millennial.
I think
Hunger Games is already millennial Hunger Games. I'm not going to lie.
You've got like an office building. It's like that movie that came out recently that was like
the Bojanko Project.
Yeah,
what was it called?
I didn't watch it.
It looked like
the Purge kind of.
Just like it's like a situation that like would probably never happen.
Right.
But it's one of those just like, oh, that's cool. Like the Hunger Games.
It was.
It's nothing that's ever gonna happen, but it's like, ooh, if that did happen, it's like this is how it would go down. You know what I mean?
Right. I haven't actually seen the reviews for it either, so I want to see that.
It's like the Janko.
The Pachinko Project.
Pachinky.
Pachinky.
Pinky. Pinkertown? I'm not gonna
say. I'm thinking it's an office building. These people, it's kind of the same concept.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, it's actually just.
So we're just copying other movies.
It's actually the same movie.
So we're copying Hunger Games and this other movie,
The Pachinko Project.
Pachinky Project.
And, but instead of whatever it is to kill each other, I guess you either have to stay. It's like you have to stay on the Wi-Fi, or you die. So there's people, like, maybe hijacking the routers. There's people...
Is it maybe only like a limited amount of people can be on the Wi-Fi?
Maybe.
Like there's like there's 100 or there's like 50 people working in the office, but only like 45 spots, and it just keeps going down and down and down. Why is this their method of
like spicy
killing people?
Well, because they are hackers.
Watch Dogs 3. From the enemy's point of view.
They're hackers. They're elite. They're elite hackers.
They talk in elite speak only.
Is it elite speak just regular English, but with the numbers?
The numbers are the
So low. How do you talk in elite speak?
They do it. They talk in elite speak only.
La 3-3 T.
No, no, no. You don't understand. Next topic.
Ben, are you having fun with my putty?
No, we're not going to talk about that.
We're not going to talk about the putty?
No.
I have a strange addiction.
No.
To Loctite.
This is not that show.
Loctite Funtac mounting putty. Removable and non-toxic.
Thank God. You know what? You should spice things up sometime and go with the toxic version.
Play dangerously.
See what happens. Experience like no
one. And it is the best thing in the whole
world. Shut up. Okay, the movie. Come on. And we can't talk about this.
I could talk about Loctite Funtac mounting putty for
Then start hours. Your own podcast about it, please.
I might just break away. You could take this one over.
What? So it's going to be me, and then you will have another podcast?
Yes.
Okay.
And mine will be about putty, and yours will be about movies.
Which one wins that?
If you guys want great putty, Loctite Funtac mounting putty is a great option. I recommend it.
Tweet at him if you want that. And I want to see your phone just explodes all of a sudden of so many tweets before we even upload it.
Oh, like they're live listening to us right now. We were thinking about doing this podcast live.
Would you guys like that? Tweet at us.
Tweet at us if you think we should do this live. We think it might be a good idea because we'll get live audience participation. You guys can tell us what you think, but we'll debate
and that. And you wouldn't have tweeted us, which seems like a real struggle for you guys.
I'm not going to say I'm disappointed, but I am confused about how we get, you know, we do get some listeners.
Do we? How many? Is it just us? Were you watching it? Were you listening to it?
It might be.
I mean, is it like 3 or is it like 20?
I think we do get some substantial amount.
Because I watch each one, listen to each one about 18 times.
Well, that's it.
That's why we get 19. No, I don't. But, I mean, are we getting, like, 3, or are we getting, like...
We're getting, like, a good amount.
What's a good amount?
Maybe, like, around 20.
Oh, so there are people listening.
I think so.
Someone is hearing my voice right now.
Maybe.
And I'm saying, take your phone out. I'm saying you right now that's listening to this. I'm speaking specifically to you. Take your phone out. Send us a tweet.
Easy as that. 1, 2, 3. Easy peasy.
Tweet. 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, tweet.
1, 2, tweet.
You gotta take the TS or it rhymes. Tweet.
1, 2, tweet.
So it rhymes with 3.
Yeah, but that. All right, fine, whatever. Little side note: we might actually update, upload these podcasts on Saturday instead of Thursday.
Probably. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it just works better with our schedule, and if we ever have to do schoolwork on Thursday, it would be rough. So Saturday seems like a better option at this moment. We'll update you guys if there's any other changes, but I'll update the Twitter banner so it says Saturday. Mm-hmm.
Thursday's so random, too. Why Thursday? You know what I'm saying? We're a bunch of amateurs.
Yeah. Thursdays let's get back
to our topic, to what the podcast is about.
Yeah, let's thank you
that's
for...
That's when it's bad, though.
That was our intermission.
Interlude? What are we at? Are we at an hour yet?
Wi-Fi, then die. Wi-Fi. Let's come up with a character. Or die. Let's come up with some characters.
Dave.
I want him to die first.
Is Dave the name you hate?
Yes.
Okay, just checking. It's been 2 weeks, I forgot.
Dave.
What's wrong with Dave?
Dave is just a guy who deserves to die.
Yeah. I'm telling Dave.
Which Dave?
Id.
That wasn't even a good joke.
I liked it a lot.
That wasn't even a joke worth telling.
David.
So, thank you for explaining.
Thank you for explaining.
So, okay, we got Dave, I guess. He'll die first.
We have... No!
What?
You got me so happy. We have Dave.
Yeah.
Let's let him live.
No, he's definitely gonna die first.
Why?
Oh, Dave.
Since when does Dave die? Damn it.
Always. Alright, well, okay, fine. Alright, so we got Dave. We got,
Marie.
Marie.
Maria.
I was going for Marie.
Well, took you about 8 minutes too long to say it.
Well, we are. Okay. We got Marie. We got Dave.
Marie.
We got, these are all office people.
Do they bang?
Maybe. Probably not, because I hate Dave. Dave will die a lonely and sad death. It will start the movie by a blender.
Oh, just a big human-sized blender. The opening shot is a man saying, "Help me, I'm Dave, get me out of here," and then it turns on, and Dave dies, and it has nothing to do with the rest of the movie.
Yes, and we use the actual actor.
So we're murdering someone for this movie.
Well, we have to actually hire a person who is named Dave. So Franco.
And then the credit says Dave as himself.
Dave Franco as Dave.
Rip Dave Franco.
We're going to use Dave Franco.
We're going to kill Dave Franco.
Yeah.
We could get a less known Dave so people are less sad.
We could use Dave... I don't know any other Daves. Famous or actors.
Famous Daves?
Actor Daves.
Dave.
Dave,
David Blaine.
David Blaine!
Dave for short.
Well, what we can do is that we put him in the blender, and he's like a magician, right?
Oh, he gets out? No, somehow his blood and guts.
No, like, you can try to get out, but, like, we, like, tell him, yeah, like, there's a secret door, like, right at the top of the blender.
Oh. And so, like, trick him into murder.
And he gets really confused, and then he gets blended.
Or it's like, we put his blood and guts into a mold of himself, and it doesn't work. So then
you... You know what? You know how movies have, like, sometimes they have, like, little videos at the beginning for their company logo?
Like every movie ever.
Like Toy Robot has, like, a very long one.
You mean Bad Robot?
Bad Robot.
Bad Robot.
Has, like, a very long...
Like, every company does that.
Yeah. So ours can be...
Isn't that, like, a Family Guy joke about that?
Maybe. There's probably a Family Guy joke about that.
What are you gonna say?
So we could just have, like, our company... Our production company. The video is just
David Blaine's real death in a human-sized blender.
Like getting blended in a human-sized blender.
Wait, is it funnier if he's like, he thinks it's a joke or so? Or is it funny if he's just like inside banging on the wall saying like, "Help me, please help me out"?
I think it's funny if he tries to... If he's like, thinks it's like a magic trick, and when he sees that he can't, like, get out.
What do you mean when he sees that he can't get out? He's dead.
When his legs are, like, cut off, he's just noticing that it's not a trick.
So does it just, like, lower him slowly, like, takes off the toes, takes off the bottom of the feet, and then the whole foot?
Yeah.
Ankle.
Yes.
We just slowly lowers down.
We slowly blend.
Or just, I mean, when you put, like, you put someone in a blender and you hit blend, it just evaporates quickly, I think, doesn't it?
Right.
Does he just, like, pop? Like, not pop, but does he just, like, quickly bang around and die? Or does he slowly lower down?
Every time you watch one of our movies, there is a blended what David.
What if he says something different each time? It's like a different take of, a different take of it happening somehow.
Oh my god.
One time he's like, he's just sitting on a chair, like, okay with it, like, he's accepted his fate, he just dies. Other time he's banging on the wall trying to get out. Okay. Somehow it's a different take every time. But he dies. Okay.
So that's the start of our movie.
So we have the, so that's not even our movie, we just have our company, like, intro scene.
And I wanted someone to, I want like, a giant to just, like, pour him in a cup.
And drink him.
And drink David Blaine.
Or use him as, like, toilet cleaner spray.
Jesus.
For giant like giant turd toilet.
Oh. Okay. Sounds good.
It's like the Simpsons intro. The couch is different every time.
Yeah.
It's like him dying is different murder, every time.
The murder of David Blaine is different.
David Blaine, look, he can maybe do some stuff, cool stuff, but he is, like, terrible, isn't he?
I don't think he's that great.
Him talking is, like, isn't it, like, the slowest thing ever?
I think he speaks...
He talks, like, so slowly, and his face has no expression. We're doing a little bit of research here real quick.
I'm just typing in David Blaine. I want to see him.
This is the David Blaine episode of the podcast. I mean, look at his face. Every picture ever. Like, look at in his act and stuff. He's got the cards. Same face. Next one, he's doing this magician stuff. Same face. It's the same. He just never looks different.
We're blending this man.
What even is that? That's when he caught a bullet in his mouth.
Magician David Blaine shoots himself in the mouth.
He did that, actually. I don't know. I mean, it could have been fake, of course. But he actually... David Blaine's net worth. He's got a smile on that one, actually. I mean, these pictures of him... Oh. Go back.
Well, he's just hooked up to
No, keep going. One more. Look at, like... He's, like, lopsided, isn't he? His face is, like...
Well, let's not bash on David. Oh.
Is this good content for an audio podcast? Oh, he's ripped.
He is ripped.
Is that edited? Because in every other picture, he does not look like that under his shirt.
Oh. Oh my.
That's not David Blaine. That was a shirtless man.
David Blaine is ripped.
I think that's edited.
100%. He is so edited. Look at that.
He has... Is that like an 8-pack?
I think you could definitely tell where the neck... blends into the collarbone.
That's like a 10-pack.
Like, look at where it's getting blended.
There's a lot of David Blaine rushing around on the screen. Okay, all right. That's enough David Blaine
talk. Wi-Fi or die.
Wi-Fi or die, starring David Blaine as the intro scene.
David Blaine dying. Oh my goodness, what's happening in this one?
Oh, didn't he hold his breath for like 20 minutes on the Ellen show? Or
look at his hand! Yeah, it's so pruny.
Oh my! It's why is it so white too? It looks like he's wearing a glove.
It looks like he's wearing a glove.
He's wearing a vacuum sealed glove on his hand.
Wow, it is so pruny.
Let's keep talking about visual pictures. Oh my god, what is wrong with his hand?
Oh my god.
This is not funny for the podcast, by the way.
Okay. All right, sorry. Let's get back to the podcast right now.
So we're just looking at a nude picture of David Blaine.
Wi-Fi then die. Okay. Or Wi-Fi or die. Oh my god. Let's just freaking finish this freaking...
We feel like we freaking... Didn't we do it already, basically?
I mean, it's pretty much the
Pachenko.
Nitroni project.
The Jingo Django Django project?
Yeah. The Rigatoni project.
There you go. Linguini Martini.
Project. Yeah. And so then they have... It's Wi-Fi or die. You got it.
What happens at the end? Like, it gets down to what? Like, 5 people?
Yeah.
And someone is outsmarts all the other people, and he's the last one alive. Whatever.
It could be like that. That may be too depressing.
It's like a horror movie. Or it's like a...
It's like a thriller, but I want it to be fun.
Well, nothing's more fun than murdering 100 people in a building.
I want it to be a light-hearted action thriller.
Like, each person maybe dies in, like, comedic way?
Yes.
Like a blender? Can each person die in a blender?
Somehow they
all 100 of them?
Somehow they just get thrown into a massive human blender.
Each time, the floor, like, falls out beneath them and they land in a blender.
Oh my goodness. That's fantastic.
And David Blaine hits the on button.
Do we keep reviving him?
I don't know.
Do we keep, like, resurrecting David Blaine? Ooh, he made a ring.
Okay.
With the putty.
Okay. So is that movie done?
Let's just move on. It was, I mean, we, you know.
We got it. You guys get it, I'm sure. Get the plot. Wi-Fi or die. Who knows why it's Wi-Fi, but...
We end it with the 5 people and they outsmart the computer.
Is it a computer doing it?
Well, the computer is making them do it.
I thought it was hackers that were doing it.
Right. So the last 5 people kill the hackers, who are 2 of the 5 people.
Oh, they've snuck themselves in.
Yes.
Interesting. And one of them is David Blaine.
Takes off his mask. Hi, I'm David Blaine.
I could pee into my own mouth.
Then he gets shot.
It's not one of his tricks, probably. I don't know. He, like, shoots water out of his mouth.
That's something. A Bear Grylls trick right there.
Yeah.
Do you think he does, like, pee tricks?
Bear Grylls.
Bear Grylls in the wild.
With the cameras off.
Yeah, like I mean, I'm sure he just doesn't pee in a cup. Like, come on, that's so basic.
He 100% just pees in a cup.
He probably just, he's probably tried to pee in his own mouth.
How do you think he does it?
Well, you know, you just...
No, I mean, in the scenario, because he doesn't bring a cup with him, does he? He doesn't get to have a cup. Unless he finds a littered cup.
I think he does it in his hands.
What, like one handful at a time?
Yeah.
Little spritz.
Well, no, I think
it's so disgusting.
Well, I think it's like a faucet. He just he turns it on, and it just keeps going. And so he's got to quickly.
He hangs upside down from a tree.
That could work.
Oh my god. Okay, was it a meme? He definitely did it sometimes, but did he do it a lot?
I feel like he did it a substantial amount of times.
I feel like it was like one time, I remember.
I think I've seen him do it at least twice. Like, talk about drinking your own pee. Mm-hmm. But I think...
Well, he probably talks about it, but does he actually do it?
I think so.
I mean, he's not really in a survival... Like, he's in a survival situation, but, like, there's, like, a camera crew and stuff.
I don't... There was... Whatever. There was, like, a debate about this.
Well, there was, like... The show Survivor Man, did you ever watch
that? Yeah, that was just him, huh?
My brother and I liked that one more because it was just him.
Right.
So it was like...
I think Bear Grylls was just more entertaining.
Because he was a meme. He was like a lot
Because he's just awesome. I kind of miss that show. I'd watch that show again. It had some cool locations.
What does he do? Does he do stuff still?
No, I don't think so. It's probably on Netflix, though.
We should watch. What does he do for work today?
He's an accountant.
You think so? Counting all that pee. So disgusting. Oh my god.
Let's move on to a different movie right now.
Okay.
Let's find another one. Because, Wi-Fi or Die, we finished. Let's do... I want you to... You choose one.
You're gonna do that to me?
Yeah.
You're gonna do that to me?
Yes.
What if I do that to you?
Okay, go.
The floor is jelly.
Now that is... Not part of the list. That's another sticky note on my computer.
I'll try. Now it's your turn.
That is... Oh, God. Okay.
Skechers That Kill.
Skechers That Kill. But I don't... We already did a horror. You know what I'm saying?
Or...
So what about...
Corn Chip Manslaughter 5.
Now that's another horror movie.
And we did that one already, kind of, didn't we?
We just said it was bad.
I'm saying it's good.
We could do Double D Smells again.
Okay, I like it. I like where this is going. A man named Double D. So here's the thing about Double D smelling again. Is it he's regained the ability to smell, or he is smelly again? Like, he smells bad again.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
What did you think it was?
I was thinking of the first one. I was thinking Double D... Is
he can smell again.
I was thinking Double D can like smell again, like he lost his sense of smell,
and now he can smell again.
Yeah.
Movie over. Let's go to the next one.
Okay, Double D smells again. Let's do it now.
Let's D it.
Double D, Double Dumb.
That's Twiddle D, right?
Well, I'm saying Double because this guy's name is Double.
Is it, though?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Good point.
Double D is a man.
So what's his name?
Double D.
Glad that we have cleared that one up.
Okay.
Cool. I hate the... We gotta work on that. We're new to this.
Our long pauses.
We're new to this.
We did have a couple podcasts before... They all are pretty bad.
Yep.
I think this one's our best one.
Oh, this is our best one for sure.
I think we're still working. We're working on it.
But we get tired mid sentence a lot. Yeah. And we gotta regain our composure.
Also, it's just like after school.
It's after school.
That's why Saturdays will be better. I'm sure of it.
Oh, do you mean you want to record them on Saturdays
usually? I think so. I think we should do that.
I thought, okay.
Because that might be just, it's just a better time.
Probably.
Let's just finish. Let's do Double D. Let's make this episode count.
I think it's counted. I think this has been a good one.
Double D smells again. Double D smells again. Double D.
Like a kid, maybe like a kid's movie.
I don't think so. I think this is a big drama.
There's no way you're going to spin this as a big drama.
I think it's a drama. I think his last name could be Double D, because that's obviously a little bit of a funny name. So Mark Double D.
Dave. Dave Double D. Double D.
Oh. No, still no. It's Dave.
It's Dave. You just said it's Dave.
No, I said it's Dave, still no. Oh. That was like my context.
It's no, still Dave. I'm not lying. That's what you said.
Okay, whatever.
Double D, boy B.
Double D. So
goes P.
So we got Nancy.
Nancy, what's her last name?
Double D.
Stiffel.
Her nickname could be Double D.
So this is a girl? Double D's a girl?
I think so.
She can smell again?
She can smell again. With what? Her nose.
Oh. She lost it and she found it.
Her nose?
In a classic game of I Got Your Nose.
The guy really actually took her nose.
He took her nose.
He cut it off.
I think he just did it.
He just took it off?
Took off the nose. Brute force.
With a hand?
With a hand. Not his hand. A hand. And he got her nose, and she's got to go get it back. What is this movie possibly going to be about?
I thought it would be like an uplifting drama. Like, Double D is like, you know, she lost her smell in a terrible car accident or a train accident or something like that. And she has to work through not being able to smell the sight, the fruits of her, of the flea market.
And her dream job
was
to be
a florist.
Is that what that is?
Well,
maybe something like
a sniffer.
You know what she does?
She wants to be
a scratch and sniff sticker, like
maker.
Tester.
Oh, a tester of scratch and sniff stickers.
Because you gotta make sure they're not toxic.
Well, that's a big risk. That's a risky job.
She loves it.
Her nostrils are so large from being burned.
And that's how she lost her smell.
Oh,
she whiffed in a whole ton of toxic smell.
Right. Someone put her up to it.
The flavor of the sticker was poison.
She's just not a great reader.
She's not a... Why did they make that sticker, though?
For the rats.
Oh. I just gave that like I really understood it.
For the rats.
It's like a it attracts rats with its smell, and the rat, it's like a new type of rat trap. They smell it and they die.
Yeah.
And she smelled it, and because she's all human and not a tiny rat, it didn't affect her as much. It just took her nose away.
Yeah.
That poor
rat. It literally made her nose fall off.
And she's got to find it. And a rat grabbed it. She's got to get her nose back.
From the rat?
From the rat that took it.
Oh, man. That could work.
It can't.
All right, well, okay, whatever. We could just do it. She lost the scent. The
ability to sniff.
The sense.
Waft with me.
So she wants to be she wants to regain her job. So how about she gets just a little personal journey. She learns how to read from Professor X.
Did she not know how to read before?
No.
Is that a skill she didn't have, was reading? How old is she? 2?
No. She's in her mid-50s.
She couldn't read?
We're talking about Mesopotamian ages.
And they had scratch and sniff stickers?
We're talking about the 60s.
People could read back then.
No.
Pretty sure.
Well, it could definitely be a time where I mean, she was just not. She just didn't go to a school,
right? Okay. She grew up poor.
She grew up poor.
All she had
was scratch and sniff books.
Was her sniffer on her nose.
And she became very excellent at distinguishing smells.
The police said, "Who murdered him?" And she took a big breath in and pointed at the murderer.
Murderer was standing right next to the crime scene the whole time. Just waiting to be sniffed out.
That's what happened.
And I'm actually thinking she could not be, or she could be, rather than a tester, she could be a maker of scratch and sniff stickers. That may be a little more serious.
Very serious. She makes scratch and sniff stickers.
Well, yeah. So she loses her smell.
Does she lose her smell, or does she lose her nose?
She loses the ability to smell.
So she has her nose still.
Yes, yes. And now good. She lives life
to the fullest
without smelling. And how about
she kills herself? That is a life she does not want to live.
Now she is. The title is "She Smells Again." So I think
in heaven.
I think she will go through a personal journey where she won't want to, where she won't want to smell again.
She won't want to?
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to?
Well, I think she. Okay.
Who loses a sense and would not give anything to gain that sense back?
Well, maybe it was like between her family and her scent. And her sense of smell.
What scenario is that? Does someone have her family at gunpoint?
Oh my god, I don't know. You come up with stuff.
What?
You take over for a little. I'm tired. I've been freaking coming up with this whole double D. What happens? What happens here?
Nothing happens. She makes scratch and sniff stickers.
Right.
And she dies.
That seems like a short movie.
4 seconds.
Oh man.
Including credits. And the David Blaine intro.
The movie's actually just 2 frames. One of her
one before the gun goes off. One after.
In the whole scene, in the entire like the composition of the scene, you just see like there's some scratch and sniff stickers in the back.
One like this, gun in the hand, and one with blood.
So we got.
So it's David Blaine.
So we got David Blaine. He's in a blender.
That's like 2 seconds, I guess. That's like almost 3 seconds. There's 2 frames of her killing herself. And then about a little under a second of just whoever the actress is for her. And it's over. One before the gun goes off. And one after.
Oh my god. Okay.
And that's a wrap, boys.
So,
ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to this episode of the podcast. I didn't see a spider.
Where? Oh, it's very tiny. Don't worry about it.
I didn't say I was worried. I was just letting you know.
Thank you for letting me know. I appreciate it.
There could be more.
There could be, huh?
Okay. So, are we taking this movie seriously? This is a joke. This is
well, insane. I feel like let's go in this direction.
Double D smells again.
I forgot that was the title.
It always catches you off guard, huh?
I forgot that was the title because of the movie. She just killed herself.
That's not what actually happens, right?
Well, I liked that idea.
Of a 4-second movie?
Yes. It could be like a very short, like a short film, you know? Like a film, like one of those really artsy style kind of French made films.
French?
French.
Jean-Paul.
Johnny. Jolie. That is actually a line that I said in a movie once. In a short film, I mean. In a...
Don't bring that into this.
You can't bring Jolene.
Okay.
So we got... I want to do like a 5 minute kind of just...
Oh!
Art.
Really?
Movement, art movement.
Just a quick one.
Yeah. So we got... We open up with Double D.
With a gun to her head.
Yeah. I like it. And she shoots herself.
I was going to say, what stops her from shooting herself is she smells. Like, she has the gun, and she takes one last whiff, and she smells something.
Some bread.
She works in a scratch and sniff factory. Or makes them herself, I don't really know.
A bread sticker.
Her favorite. That was her favorite before the accident. Moldy bread.
Stale bread.
Wet bread.
That's a good sticker.
That was her favorite.
I put that one on my pencil.
That was her personal favorite, was wet bread.
That one goes in the back of my phone anytime.
Anytime you're a little stressed, scratch a little bit.
It's wet bread.
Take a little snip. Then you're good to go. It's laced with heroin.
Oh! That is a side note I did not expect to hear.
Well, no one actually likes wet bread.
Apparently, Double D likes it.
Okay, Double D likes wet bread.
So we got Double D here. She
goes to a restaurant.
Now I'm thinking, why
and
does
the bread basket is brought to her?
Why does she start smelling again?
Maybe it was something triggered herself in her mind in that last moment of I'm actually about to kill myself. It snip snapped right back into place.
I mean, something should happen.
Her smell receptors.
Well, I think something should physically happen that will make it easy for us to understand that she is...
Nothing about this movie is easy to understand, and it's called Double D Smells Again.
I understand your concern, Ben.
I'm very concerned with this.
I understand your concern.
Okay.
But,
Yes?
Double D is a woman of many talents.
Is she? She can't even read.
She can tell wet bread from stale bread. She can tell moldy bread from moldy cheese.
I think anyone can tell wet bread from stale bread. Those are opposites.
Really?
Wet bread and stale bread?
Well, yeah.
Stale bread's like super hard.
Well, no. I mean like the smell.
The smell only?
Yeah.
You're right. She's talented.
She can tell smells. She can smell wet bread from stale bread. She can smell rye from pumpernickel. She can smell
wheat from weed.
Okay, I like it.
I don't. Not a fan.
Well, okay. Okay, let's go through this 5 minute short film right now, real quick. We got Double D.
Got Double Dumb.
We got her smelling. She works in a factory. And she makes stickers.
We've gone over this a lot.
I mean, she makes the formula, right? So she has to make the scent.
And one day, she spills the test tube
over
her nose. She was wafting.
Too hard.
Because it was...
It was very subtle.
It was the wettest bread. It was soaked bread. New flavor. So there's wet bread. There's like moist bread. Wet bread. And they just released the new flavor. Soaked bread. And she was so excited.
They dunk a loaf of bread into water for 40 minutes.
Well, more than that. This is soaked. And she's so excited. She like shoves the test tube up her nose. And all of it just...
All the
in
scent.
Her sinuses.
And she didn't test it to see if it was non-toxic.
She was too excited.
It was toxic.
It was so toxic. It fried her smell receptors. And she lost her ability to smell.
Wow, the spider traveled all the way from the top to below my desk.
Really?
Yeah.
You just watched it go?
I just watched it go.
Where?
Behind my desk.
Wow.
It's crazy. I love
Wait, really?
I mean, it was very
small. That was like 1 minute ago.
Yeah.
And that's a long distance for a boy with...
Maybe there's some Spidey swinging. He just held onto the top. He, like, rappelled down.
He could have rappelled.
I want him not to make a spider web.
What?
I want him not to make a spider web under my desk, because I don't like that.
I don't think anyone would.
I think I'm okay with...
Except Peter Parker.
I think I'm okay with...
Him being there?
Yeah.
Because he's not going to do anything. He's a tiny boy.
He's a tiny little boy.
That ain't no big one.
Live your life, my dude.
Let's kill him.
Go surfing.
That was a long distance for a boy. He couldn't have rappelled.
That was like 5 minutes ago.
He couldn't have rappelled.
Why not?
There's a picture in the way.
Well, he could rappel to the picture, and then rappel from the picture to the picture, and then rappel from the picture to the ground.
It's true. Didn't think about it like that.
Yeah.
Okay. What's his name? He's our new podcast pet. Tony.
But Bobby?
Tony.
Tony?
Tony.
Tony the Tarantula?
Ticky-tacky Tony.
We should call him Tony the Tarantula.
Okay.
Even though he's so tiny. Tiny Tony.
Maybe he was born...
If he was a baby tarantula, he'd be gone. Sorry, Tony. But I'm sorry. No.
Well, how would you know if he was a baby tarantula?
If he got some fur.
Could you see fur on that small child?
Well, not yet.
Well, exactly my point.
I wasn't close enough. I don't actually know where Tiny Tony is. I'm a little worried. He went behind my desk, and he could be on my foot. He could be in my pants. Could be on my nose. Could be up my nose.
I see a spider web.
Aww.
But like here, like from speaker to wall, I think.
Oh, then he probably did rappel. He propelled.
Alright, is this movie done? We get it.
I want to talk about Tiny Tony.
Let's talk about Tiny Tony.
Let's just finish up.
Is it done?
Double D.
She smells bread, soaked bread, and...
Soaked bread. I mean, that's how she loses her smell.
And so she kills herself.
Well, she has to smell again.
In heaven, I already said that.
I don't Double know. D smells again.
How does she smell?
I have an idea.
What happened to her?
She is smelly. So when she dies, she smells again.
What?
She's generally a smelly person because she had to sniff all these stuff. Mm. So she has to mask her scent in, like, rich coffee beans and, like, B.O. The classic combo.
She uses B.O. on herself? Is that a flavor of, like...
Well, no, she just goes to the local gym locker.
And
gathers up...
With a squeegee. And raises people's arms.
Transfers the sweat to her. Yeah. And so she always smells. And so when she kills herself,
she smells again.
She smells. That is so morbid, because I bet people are gonna be like, oh, okay, she's gonna learn how to smell. She's gonna get through it. And she literally smells.
I don't understand. She dies and then she smells?
Yeah, because she's dead.
Just because, like, dead bodies are smelly?
Carcasses are smelly.
That's the reason she smells again. So it has nothing to do with... Okay, whatever. Fine, that's what it is.
So after she loses her scent...
She dies.
She literally, the next second, she gets her deagle from under her desk and just one-deeds herself.
She doesn't even have, like... She, like, realizes what happened and then is just, like, that's... And just killed herself. Like, no, like, crying or anything. No, like... Dramatic.
She accepted that she cannot live without scent.
She smells the soaked bread one time, and because like while it's like in her nose, and then it destroys her smell receptors, and she like goes, can't smell anything, and just kills herself.
Soaked bread.
newest in the line of wet bread products is soaked bread. There's damp bread, moist bread. The least favorite, dry bread.
There's wet bread, and now our newest addition, soaked
bread. Holy, this.
What do they call it? Oh, I'm like, what am I? the few years they're gonna have waterboarded bread.
Like terrorist interrogated waterboarded bread.
Waterboarded.
Fresh from Al Qaeda.
Wet bread. It's so disgusting.
That's so bad.
Okay, I like it.
Okay.
Let's talk about Tiny Tony. I don't know where he is.
Where'd he go?
I don't know. That's why I asked.
I think he's... We're probably never going to see him again, honestly.
You said there was a spider web.
Looks like it. I think I saw one from speaker to wall here.
Now, guys, I just want to elaborate. Let's just give a little background on where we are right now.
Lay of the land?
I have a desk.
This is our topic right now?
Yeah, because we finished freaking...
Okay.
Freaking Doobly Smells Again.
Did we? Doobly Smells Again. Again.
She smells again.
Okay, okay, okay. You can give him a lay of the land.
We have a desk, and my desk is an IKEA desk. And my desk has this pull-out side, and I can slide it out. And it's great for doing homework or for doing the podcast, because Ben sits on one side of it, and I sit on the other. Because
I can't sit on the other side of the regular desk.
Right.
I could.
If you really tried.
If I really tried.
If you stood up and crouched.
What's on the other side of this wall?
My monitors. Oh, it's just my sister's room.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, because there's a door right there.
Right. So, like, my desk is against the wall.
So the regular your sister's room.
The part. Yeah, you'll talk from inside another room.
Okay.
And Tiny Tony went behind the desk.
We can't find him.
We can't find him.
That was an interesting topic.
Right.
Is this... I mean, is the podcast over?
I mean, pretty much.
What are we even talking about right now? Nothing.
Thanks so much, everyone, for tuning in to the podcast today. We appreciate you listening. We appreciate you... Appreciate...
Look, we took a couple week... Took, like, what, 2 week break? It's because we lost some motivation. Every week we lose more. But I'm telling you, if we get one tweet, we will be so excited.
If we get one tweet, we're full gears. We are full steam ahead.
Like, that will, one tweet will give us so much steam to keep going.
Yeah.
Like, weekly.
Yeah.
Just letting you guys know.
Like, just to make you guys feel bad.
Yeah, just to make you feel like shit.
Now.
You're just standing there.
Let's, alright, let's end it here.
Yeah,
thank you guys so much
for
watching.
Alright.
A little bit of a shorter episode.
Is it? What was it?
5 minutes, I think, shorter.
I think anywhere between like 45 minutes and an hour is good. That should be our goal.
Alright.
I think anything less than 45 minutes would be too short.
And that's perfect. Well, it's been a good run.
Bye bye. We'll never see you again.
Please tweet at us.
Holy.
At TGMEM podcast. Mm-hmm. It'll be in the description of this episode.
It's everywhere.
But I told you it already. It's at TGMEM podcast.
Oh,
yes. That stands for the greatest movie ever made, if you didn't know that already. And you can email us at greatestmoviepodcast@gmail.com if you want to send us any feedback. Well, that's also really appreciated if you want to let us know what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong. We'd love to have your feedback. So, thanks so much, everyone, for watching. Make sure to tweet us your fake movie titles. I'm Aiden. That was Ben.
I'm Ben. That was Aiden.
So, thanks, everyone. We'll see you next time.
We will see you later, boys.